for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition. We're so glad you joined us this afternoon. And we are, if you've not heard us before, we are a store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition Store in Palm Harbor.
And we are located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza. You can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com and check us out that way. And since it is lunchtime, we want to mention the FitLife Foods, which we now carry there, which are great prepared meals. They are not frozen and just a minute and a half in the microwave, and you're eating lunch.
Very healthy.
Yes, that's
very,
the main thing about them. They are very healthy. Yeah. And Brenda B., who do we have with us today?
We have a great guest today.
Yes.
And somebody a lot of you probably have heard on the radio many times before because he actually has his own radio show.
Yes, and that would be Dr. Lang. And Dr. Michael Lang is a board-certified optometric physician and a certified nutritional specialist who started Lang Eye Care and Associates in Ocala, Florida in March of 1993 and has now grown Lang Eye Care to over 10 locations throughout the state of Florida with three LASIK centers. Dr. Lang, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. It really is an honor.
Yeah, and he's actually in the studio with us.
Yes, this is great.
Yes.
We are live.
So it's wonderful to have you in the studio. So, yeah, so how did you get to become 10 locations? That's amazing.
I got to tell you, it's a lot of sacrifice. You know, when I lecture to doctors about practice management and building your practices, it's sacrifice. I mean, I wasn't there for all of my kids' soccer games and baseball games and football games because literally, you know, I worked 7 days a week, 18 hours a day in the beginning. And if you work hard, no matter what field you're in, you know, I think you're going to be successful. And that's how we started. We started with one office, one employee. And,
wow. You
know, we have hundreds of employees and 10 locations now. But I'll tell you quickly, what really, really was the catapult was talk radio.
Really?
I got to admit that. A gentleman by the name of Country Jim Kirk, who was big in the radio industry back in the early 90s, gave me an opportunity to have a talk show on one of his local AM stations, and it was called Sound Off with Dr. Lang before it became Ask the Doctor. And that was a success, and people heard me on the radio. And at one time, I was doing about 25 different radio shows in the area. I wasn't seeing patients. I was doing a lot of talk radio.
Wow.
And I guess if they liked what they heard, they would come in because they continued to come in. And it really took us to the level that we're at now, and I've been blessed. I mean, the good Lord has really been looking after me.
And could you tell us, tell our listeners, when is your show on and what stations can they find you?
Right. Our main show is broadcast on Saturday morning from 9 to 10. They can pick us up on 1250 AM, iHeartRadio, InTune Radio, 820 AM, 97.3 FM, I think 1060 AM, and a few other stations. And then they simulcast it on a few different stations during the week as well. I'm just not 100% sure at the times.
Sure.
Wow. Now you've grown so much that you offer so many different things at your centers now. I mean, you have LASIK surgery, but what other things do you offer besides just, you know, optometry?
The conventional thing.
We offer full scope optometry, ophthalmology, and opticianry. So we do everything from, you know, complete facelifts, eyelid surgery, retinal surgery, cataract surgery, LASIK surgery, two eyeglasses, contact lenses. And something that really sets us apart is nutritional eye care. Using proper nutrition to help our patients. And, you know, I'm kind of a pioneer in this area. And we have patients that come literally from all over the country to the Lang Eye Institute in the Villages. That's our 30,000 square foot center where we do a lot of this. We do a little bit in all of our eye care centers throughout Florida. But, you know, using nutrition really has set us apart. We do a lot of surgery, but I'm a big advocate of the least amount of surgery and the least amount of medication that gets the job done. God made a pretty good body. If we give it the proper fuel, all right, you can live a long, healthy life without drugs and without surgery.
Wow, that is a wonderful, wonderful outlook. I appreciate that. And I'm sure so many other people out there appreciate that because you don't hear that very often. You know, especially someone in your situation. Now, how did you get to respect the nutrition, and how did you start in that part of it and realize that that has such a role to play with the eyes?
Well, you know, years ago when I got out of school, and it was in 1992, and my first first years, I saw patients just aging very rapidly. Remember, I set up my first practice in Ocala, and the reason for that, I did a demographic study, and Marion County, which is Ocala, Florida, was the fastest growing geriatric population in 1990. And I said, that would be a good place to be. And I think I was in the right place at the right time. But literally, these patients are all eating the wrong foods, all right? They're taking the wrong vitamins, and they're aging very rapidly, especially macular degenerative patients. I got tired of seeing patients literally going blind in a matter of years in front of me. So I started doing intracellular blood analysis and using a company called SpectraCell.
Right.
I started drawing the blood. The typical patient would come in. They're on the typical over-the-counter multivitamin, the typical over-the-counter omega-3 fish oil. They're taking some kind of multi-level marketing scheme that the physician's wife next door is hawking. And they're taking all these things, and I'm drawing their blood, and they're deficient in everything they're taking. So they're not getting any absorption. And they're wasting a lot of money. And as a matter of fact, I think they were getting toxic levels of certain things because they're putting a lot of dyes in their system, a lot of synthetic nutrients, a lot of trans fats. And I think they were doing more harm than good. And we'll expand on that in a minute with macular degeneration, where we found that certain vitamins can harm you. And so I started looking at developing my own line of supplements. And that's how I started Fortify Vitamins years ago. And the very first vitamin to develop was called Fortify Complete. And I had a advisory board of physicians in all walks of life. I was really proud to get those guys together. And then we put our wish list of nutrients together with the first supplement. And then we took those patients where we had drawn their blood before that were on all the over-the-counter vitamins. And I thought, oh, it's going to be perfect now. And I found it wasn't as simple as that. So we drew their blood 6 months later, and they didn't have as many deficiencies, but they are still pretty deficient across the board. So it's a long process of about 7-8 years of lots of blood testing and lots of redevelopment of the vitamins to check bioavailability that we finally got to the level of 4 to 5 vitamins we're at now. And we're in about 12, 13 different countries now with this. And
wow.
Doctors all over the world are recommending it, all types of doctors, from chiropractors to ophthalmologists, cardiologists, rheumatologists. So, you know, that's a company I started, 4 to 5 Vitamins. You guys handle it in your nutritional center.
Absolutely. We have it there at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
And so I really have a passion for helping people with nutrition. So you don't have to buy the 4 to 5 Vitamins, but people can look at that on the website or go to your nutrition center and see what's in it. And you'll see that what we've put together is, for the price, is really a good deal. Because I like Fortify Complete Plus as an example. We looked if seeing we could put that together at the local vitamin shop, and we were about $220, and we couldn't get everything in it. So
wow.
I think it sells for about $50 retail. So it's a pretty good deal. Remember, you are what you eat.
There you go.
Isn't that a true statement? That's a really true statement.
Now, Lang Eye Care, is, like we said, is not just one location. For listeners who are in Gainesville, you have a Gainesville location. You have locations in Ocala. There's Summerfield, Florida. You've got Inverness, of course, Clearwater. And there is the Lang Sun and Nutrition Center right there on Drew Street, where people can go in and pick up those Fortify supplements as well. You have your Tampa location. And, of course, a great spot, the Villages, of course, right there. And if people want to find out those exact locations, they can go to langeyecare.com, and they can find those different locations with all those addresses right in there.
Now, okay, getting back to the eye health and the supplement part of it, what supplements, you mentioned omega-3s, and what other supplements do you find that are most helpful? Does it vary depending on the condition of the eye, of what you find most helpful?
It really does. It depends on the patient has dry eye, if the patient has macular degeneration, and what stage the macular degeneration is in, if it's early, moderate, or marked. What type of inflammatory reaction is going on in the eye? What type of itises are going on? All right. You know, the first thing I usually do is I adjust their diet, because most Americans are on a pro-inflammatory diet, too much omega-6. So I like to put them on a gluten-free, organic, paleo diet, maybe modified paleo. I like to incorporate a little macrobiotics into it as well. And if you adjust their diet, we get their weight down to the ideal level, get plenty of sleep, then we're way ahead of the ball game. Then we can start adding specific supplements. And, you know, what we do at Lang Eye Care, we actually take their DNA now.
And
we actually swab out the inside of their cheek and we take their DNA. This is a proven test. It's covered by their insurance. And it allows us to determine, first of all, if they do have the DNA for macular degeneration and how aggressive a form it's going to be on a grading scale 1 to 5. That lets us know how often we have to see them, how aggressive we have to be with treatment, nutritional, medical, or even surgical intervention. But most importantly, and this is something many listeners don't know unless they've heard my radio show, is this DNA allows us to determine whether or not they need zinc or if zinc is a poison to their body.
Really?
Not only their retina, but their prostate, if their man, their heart, their brain. And we're finding out that about 50% clinically in our practices, the zinc is very bad. And it's really,
really
interesting because these patients are coming in, and the ones where zinc is bad, they have the worst macular degeneration. They have Parkinson's. They have Alzheimer's. They have had prostate removed earlier in their life. And so zinc has really been poisoning them all their life.
But they probably had heard that they probably need more zinc.
That's exactly right.
So they probably were taking more zinc.
The ARADS 1 study and the ARADS 2 study backed by the National Eye Institute actually has a formula out that has 80 milligrams of zinc oxide. Now, since we know this DNA is available, doctors should not be prescribing those unless they do the DNA and it says they need zinc because they could be harming them with that much zinc. 80 milligrams of zinc I always thought was way too much. So the most we ever had in Fortify was only 40 milligrams. We changed it from zinc oxide to zinc monomethathione, something called OptiZinc. And, you know, we've seen really some significant improvements. So I call it genotype-directed nutritional supplementation for macular degeneration. We look at their age, their weight, the disease entity, and now their DNA, and we prescribe a level of vitamins, and we have Fortify now that we can pick from.
That's all very interesting. You know,
very cutting edge, yes.
It is
absolutely.
Very cutting edge.
So, yes, and if for those who'd like to find out a little bit more, you can always get on to GulfCoastNutrition.com and give us a call, and we can direct you to Dr. Lang's offices also. So in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Lang. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Too tired for a little romance? Too tired for exercise? Too tired to concentrate? Life these days can leave you feeling exhausted and run down, especially if you're iron deficient. 1 in 4 women in North America suffer from iron deficiency. Floridix has been helping women reclaim their energy for over 60 years as the number one selling liquid iron supplement in the U.S. Floridix is an easily absorbed, plant-based, non-constipating liquid iron supplement with no artificial additives. Floridix, available at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Vibrant health begins from the inside out, which is why choosing the right internal cleansing formula is one of the most important decisions you can make. Total Body Cleanse from Renew Life is a gentle 2-week natural cleanse with everything you need in an easy 3-part kit. Made with 100% organic herbs and fiber and nothing artificial, Total Body Cleanse helps detoxify your body and gently stimulate healthy bowel movements. Rejuvenate yourself with the Total Body Cleanse by Renew Life, the cleansing experts. Available now at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
A good multiple vitamin gives you insurance against the stresses of life. Doctor's Best Multiple Vitamin, created by Dr. Paris Kidd, provides the full range of the most effective orthonutrients. For your multivitamin, choose the best multiple from Doctor's Best because you deserve it. To learn more, listen to ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
Doctor's Best Nutrition products are available at Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman in Palm Harbor.
Do you never seem to ever feel quite well? Maybe it's time for you to improve your care with integrative medicine. Dr. Erica Bradshaw addresses the underlying causes of disease and provides integrative services such as bioidentical hormone therapy, preventative cardiology, intravenous vitamin therapy, and chelation. Offering 2 locations in Tampa Bay, 813-810-1688. Transform your health starting today with Dr. Bradshaw, 813-810-1688.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been speaking with Dr. Michael Lang, who is a board-certified optometric physician and certified nutrition specialist. Dr. Lang, thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And being here in the studio with us.
Yes, that's very impressive. We really do appreciate that.
So I wanted to ask you, what do people think when they come to you and they're expecting just the general eye exam or something like that, and you start talking to them about their diet and about supplements and about doing a DNA testing on them? I mean, do most people follow through with that? Are they pretty compliant? Are they surprised that you go into that length to find out how to treat them?
Well, now at this stage of the ball game, most people are coming looking for that. But let's say this back up a few years. What I would be doing, I'd look in with a microscope with the slit lamp, and they'd have some dry eye like all of us do. And I'd say, did you know that dry eye can be helped with omega-3? And so I'd start the conversation off, and then I'd pull back and I'd say, do you take any omega-3? And that's kind of a segue into teaching them a little bit about a supplement, kind of getting your foot in the door from a nutritional standpoint and, you know, winning over their trust, basically. You never want to sound like you're just trying to sell something to them.
Sure.
And I always give them the opportunity to go elsewhere, all right? But then I tell them the reason I developed the line of 4 to 5 vitamins was to have something cost-effective that truly is backed by good science. That's not going to break the piggy bank because, as you know, vitamins can be marked up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them out there that I think, in my opinion, are nutritional scams. So I never wanted to be at that level. And so people now come to Lang Eye Care, I think, that are nutritionally in tune. You know, years ago when you went to the doctor, you were not satisfied unless you had a prescription for a drug when you left.
Right.
Right? Times are changing, all right? Now you go to the doctor and you're almost upset if they give you a prescription. People are looking for doctors that take more of a natural approach now. They're tired of getting drugs and having surgery. And, you know, the proof is out there. I mean, it is definitive proof that people that, you know, practice good lifestyle habits and do the things that we talk about, that we promote on these radio shows, they live a long, healthy life. I mean, over 100 years of age.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, taking the step for preventive is so important, you know, and not waiting until you have a situation, you know, because sometimes then it can be a little bit harder in that situation to try to help and try to reverse. And so always taking preventive measures, I feel, is so important.
That's the name of the game.
Even if somebody's coming to you and they're there for their eye care, what you're supplying them is helping their body overall and helping preventively with so many other things.
Well, who better than your eye care provider, whether it's your optometrist or ophthalmologist, to make nutritional recommendations? And I preach this to doctors all over the world because we are the only doctors that have a direct look into your vasculature system.
Ah.
When we're looking in the eye, we're looking at the arteries, the veins, the capillaries, we're looking at the nerves. And that's a direct reflection of your total health. And we have some really sophisticated, cool technology where we can actually detect Alzheimer's now with certain things called autofluorescence. It's a way of taking a picture of your retina with certain filters, and we can help pick up dementia in the early stages, pending strokes, brain tumors, atherosclerotic plaque, hypertension, diabetes, thyroid problems, even sexually transmitted diseases show up in the eye. So if you find
Wow.
a doctor, an eye doctor, whether it's an optometrist or ophthalmologist that's in tune with nutrition, they may ultimately be able to help keep you above ground an extra few years.
Okay, and what is this called again that you can see all of that? Let's talk a little bit more about that, because that's really interesting.
Talking about the autofluorescence, is that
yes.
the one you're asking? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, autofluorescence is a type of retinal photography that actually looks for metabolic waste products that are in the eye. And also, there's some telltale signs now of dementia that will show up. It'll kind of shine on this image. It's kind of almost like an X-ray of the eye.
Wow.
And then we also have cross-sectional imaging of the retina, where OCT technology now, where we're looking at cellular structures of the retina. And some of this OCT technology is so advanced, we can actually look at the blood flow now underneath the retina in the choroid. And this is an exciting time because the choroid is under the retina, and we know now that macular degeneration starts there before it hits the retina. So if we can keep those blood vessels healthy underneath the retina, then we may be able to keep patients from getting macular degeneration. Those patients that truly have macular degeneration, we might be able to reverse it. So they have these irregular blood vessels, all right, that actually grow under the retina. And there are drugs now that are made, anti-cancer drugs that we actually inject in the eye now, Avastin, Eylea, Lucentis. These drugs actually help to reverse this irregular blood vessel growth or neovascularization. And if you use nutrients, all right,
mm-hmm.
and you're eating the nutrients that have anti-VEGF activity, things like resveratrol, green tea polyphenols, lutein and with zeaxanthin specifically, maybe even astaxanthin has some of these properties, then just think, if we combine those in a diet for a patient with macular degeneration, we can help them. And we see this clinically now. Now, there's no National Eye Institute backed double-blind placebo-controlled study with 10,000 people in it yet that's going to prove this, and we're all going to be dead and buried by that time. But I have seen many patients, both dry and wet macular degeneration, improve when we add the proper nutrition to their lives.
And let's talk a little bit more about that proper nutrition. Now, you mentioned omega oils, and you have an omega supplement. And tell us a little bit about that. Now, I know that yours, I believe, is what's called a triglyceride form.
Right.
And a lot of people probably don't know what that means.
Right. And quite frankly, the majority of physicians don't know that as well. And so there's really two forms of omega-3, the triglyceride form and the ethyl ester form. And the ethyl ester form actually has ethanol attached to the backbone. So that has to go through your liver, and the ethanol has to be removed, cleaved off, and replaced with a triglyceride backbone before it absorbs into your blood. That's a very inefficient step. Ethyl ester omega-3 fish oil is very unstable. That's why you burp up this nasty fish taste, because it's rancid probably when you bought it. And so if you get a triglyceride form, that's Fortify Super Omega. There's not many on the market that are in the triglyceride form. It absorbs much more readily. The shelf life is almost indefinite. But it truly absorbs 3 to 4 times more efficiently, so you can take less. So we have done some omega index testing. That's where we draw the blood. And this is how I developed Fortify Super Omega. I wanted a formulation that would move the omega index over 8. Anything over 8 correlates with a reduction in a fatal heart attack. So I developed Fortify Super Omega. It has an EPA of 860 and a DHA of 580. So that's essentially almost 900 and 600 EPA and DHA in 2 gel caps. That is the most potent can buy in a triglyceride form over the counter. Well, it's sort of over the counter. You get it through physicians in certain select nutrition centers. And we did about 200 patients, and we drew their omega index, and 100% of the people in the study, as long as they weighed less than 250 pounds, their omega index went from 9.2 to 11%. And so it's truly a therapeutic amount. Now, what people can do, they can do an easy test to see if their fish oil is ethyl ester or triglyceride form. Bite the end of it off, squeeze in a styrofoam cup, and watch it or route a hole through that styrofoam cup in about 3 minutes. As a matter of fact, if you take Lavazza, which is prescription fish oil, the cup will start to smoke.
Oh, I've got to go try that.
You know, I find it very interesting that when you develop your products, that you're actually testing along the way. You're testing people as you develop your products to see the results, and you're not just putting a product on the market without seeing the results of what it's going to give people.
It's got to be science-based. Absolutely. Or otherwise, I will not endorse it.
That is fantastic. All right, folks, you can get on to langeyecare.com to check out all of Dr. Lang's locations. And you can check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com and where we are located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road to pick up the fortified products as well. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Lang. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. For those listening for the first time, we have the store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. And you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. It is lunchtime, so please come by to check out our new supply of Fit Life foods that we have there. Excuse me, there are also some monthly specials we have going on, so you can check those out on gulfcoastnutrition.com as well. Or give us a call to check out Brenda B's free supplement tune-up at 727-754-2900. That's 727-754-2900. Today we are speaking with Dr. Michael Lang. He is a board-certified optometric physician and a certified nutrition specialist who started Lang Eye Care and Associates in Ocala, Florida in March of 1993. Doesn't seem like that long ago to me, but to the youngsters out there, it's a lifetime ago. I tell you, for me, it seems like 15 minutes ago.
I wish the mic was running during our break.
Oh, well, yes, we are just, yeah.
But time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, Dr. Lang does have 10 offices across Florida in Gainesville, Ocala, and some other locations in Tampa as well. And, of course, the Village is a great location. So hop on to langeyecare.com or langeyecare.org, and you can find out those phone numbers and locations and more about his Fortify supplement products that we just find fantastic, and you can also pick up at Gulf Coast Nutrition as well.
Now, Dr. Lang, so in the break, unfortunately, the mics weren't running, but we were talking a little bit more about macular degeneration. You were saying something very fascinating about beta carotene. So I really want you to explain that to our listeners, because I found that very unusual. A lot of people don't know this information.
Right. The majority of people really don't know this, and most optometrists and ophthalmologists should know it by now. Should. But I hate to say it, they don't all know it either. Beta carotene, actually, which comes from carrots, yams, sweet potatoes, blocks the absorption of another type of carotenoid, and it's called a xanthophyll, and that's lutein, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin. So these are very important. These are crucial carotenoids for skin health, for anti-inflammatory health, but for retinal health. The macula has certain pigment in it. It's called macular pigment density that we can actually measure with certain devices. And if you're deficient in lutein and zeaxanthin, you're going to have a very low level of macular pigment in your retina. And this is going to predispose you to developing macular degeneration, we think. We haven't proven it 100% yet. But we do know patients that we supplement with lutein and zeaxanthin, and I even like astaxanthin. We'll tell why in a minute. That increases macular pigment density, and many of these patients, their vision does improve. So why would we want to block that, right? And beta carotene does. I was a lead investigator in a study called the BLAZE study that we did. It was a pilot study. It stood for beta carotene, lutein, alpha carotene, zeaxanthin absorption study. And we proved that beta carotene, whether it came from foods or it came from supplements, was blocking the uptake of lutein. And we definitely don't want to do that in a macular degeneration patient. So I took all beta carotene out of 4 to 5 vitamins about 7 years ago. And then studies have come out now showing beta carotene in smokers increases their risk of lung cancer.
I saw that just yesterday. I saw that study.
And beta carotene in men, not good for your prostate. So why would you be doing a lot of beta carotene in a supplement is the question. So I took it off. Most of the big boys on the block now are starting to take beta carotene out of their supplements. And I think if you have macular degeneration, do not take a supplement if it has beta carotene in it. And remember, go to your eye doctor, ask them to check your DNA so you can find out if you need the zinc or not. If you don't have your DNA tested, then I'd recommend they purchase Fortify zinc-free macular defense. It has no beta carotene. It has no lutein and zeaxanthin and no zinc. So if you don't know, I'd rather you not take it.
I mean, for years, though, we've been told that beta carotene is good for the vision.
Right.
So
and for years, due to the AREDS 1 study, the very first huge study had 80 milligrams of zinc, 25,000 units of beta carotene in it. And we found that some of these patients were not doing as well as they should be down the road. So that's why the AREDS 2 study came out and it took all the beta carotene out, proving that beta carotene was not what we thought it was. And now proving zinc is the same thing.
If you don't have macular degeneration, if you don't have, if you're not a smoker, if you don't have prostate problems, I mean, is it still okay to take some beta carotene and just a general multivitamin? Because it's in there. It's in every multivitamin.
It's not in any Fortify.
It's
a whole body formula. Remember, not only an eye vitamin, it's for the entire body. My personal recommendation to people is do not take a supplement if it has beta carotene. That's my personal recommendation because, you're a smoker. You might be around secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. Most men have prostates, all right?
Yep.
And why block lutein and zeaxanthin? It's good for your skin. It's good for your retina. So get it in your diet. You get plenty in your diet. I'm not telling you not to eat sweet potatoes, not to eat carrots. You can eat them. Don't overdo it until you turn orange. And when you're juicing, don't juice carrots with kale and spinach. Leave the carrots out. Juice carrots with maybe apples or something else, but not with green leafy vegetables because it will have competitive inhibition. It will block the absorption of the lutein from the greens.
Oh, see that? And how many people mix carrots in their in their green
everything.
Juices?
Throw everything. They just think that
because
more
think
is better
sweetens
and
up
more
a little
is not
bit.
Better.
So
no.
your macular degeneration, the product that you just mentioned, what's the name of it again?
Fortify zinc-free macular defense.
So that's not just for people who have eye issues. This is a full multivitamin formula.
Right. It's for just about anybody and everybody. It comes 90 in a bottle, and you can actually base the patient's dosage on age, weight, disease entity. So if you're only 90 pounds, you probably only need one a day. All right.
Okay.
If you're a diabetic and you're 300 pounds, you probably need three a day. It says three a day dosing on it. If you have moderate macular degeneration or more advanced, you need three a day. If you have early macular degeneration, you're very lightweight, you know, 90 pounds again, you only need one a day. And then taking the omega-3 with it at the same time is very important because the omega-3 essential fatty acids are shuttle systems to bring the carotenoids into the retina. So that's why it's kind of the double whammy is omega-3 combined with the Fortify vitamins. Remember, omega-3 is a potent anti-inflammatory also.
Right.
So aging is oxidation and inflammation. So if we cut inflammation through proper diet and supplementation with omega-3 and we eat the right foods and we take the supplements, then we're you know, cutting back on oxidative stress as well.
Which is good for you overall.
Right, not just your
not
eyes.
Not just
Remember,
your eyes.
We make your eyes healthier, we're making your entire body healthier, and vice versa.
Right. Now, you mentioned a special diet or the like, okay, here's a meal that would be perfect for people who have macular degeneration.
Right. You could type in the perfect meal for macular degeneration. I think I come up number one in Google.
That's so great.
What you do is you go and you get wild Alaskan salmon.
Yummy.
It can't be farm raised. It's got to be wild. So it can be frozen, canned, or fresh when it's in season. And you saute that in coconut oil, all right, on low heat. Coconut oil has medium chain triglycerides and lauric acid that has some benefits for the retina. And then you take organic spinach, organic kale, because remember, spinach and kale are one of the dirty dozen. They have way too many pesticides on it, so they got to be organic. Mm-hmm. And you saute that with orange bell peppers, all right? And you have some green tea with it, and you polish it off at the end, as long as you're not a recovering alcoholic, with a Pinot Noir, preferably from Oregon or New York. I like King's Estate. It's a biodynamic Pinot Noir because of the resveratrol content.
Ah,
right.
There you go.
That's my favorite. That's what I drink is Pinot Noir, right? Just for that, because it has the most resveratrol in it. That sounds like a perfect meal,
so
regardless of whether you have macular degeneration.
You're
Let's
getting,
do that tonight. We're going to eat that way tonight.
Yes. I think I am, too. You're going to get omega-3 from the fish, a great source of protein. You're getting astaxanthin from the wild Alaskan salmon. You're getting the lutein from the spinach and the kale, and you're getting the zeaxanthin from the orange bell peppers. And you could sprinkle some goji berries on there, too, because then you get more zeaxanthin. Now, astaxanthin is something we didn't talk a lot about. Astaxanthin, we developed a product called Fortify Focus, where we added lutein, zeaxanthin, and astaxanthin. Extremely popular. Astaxanthin is the most potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory that we knew about from a nutritional standpoint. I call it Fortify Focus because it actually improves the ability of the eye to focus. I'm 53 years old, and I don't need reading glasses. Not many 53-year-olds can say that. When I was 49, I needed reading glasses. So the astaxanthin improves ciliary muscle focusing ability. Double-blind placebo-controlled studies have proven this. It improves muscle endurance and muscle recovery. It lowers cholesterol, lowers C-reactive protein. Dr. Nicholas Perricone has proven that using 4 milligrams of astaxanthin minimizes fine lines and wrinkles in the face. So we're actually using 6 milligrams for the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects in Fortify Focus. And for my macular degeneration patients, I oftentimes add that along with the macular defense and the omega-3. That's kind of the triple whammy of anti-aging.
Now, I take the astaxanthin every day.
Yes, I can testify to that. I've seen it.
my whole slew of vitamins that I take every day. It just keeps growing.
And Brenda V has no wrinkles. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, she's doing great. She's doing great.
I wouldn't say that, but thank you. That's very nice of you. That's
you guys
very
look
nice
great.
Of you.
I mean, you guys are in your late 20s, right?
Yeah. Well, like you said, we're all 86 years old here, right? No, actually, we're in our 50s as well.
Yes. Yes, so, we are.
We do try, certainly, to take care of ourselves. We eat well. And that meal that you just described is perfect. I love it because that's just a general way that we try to eat.
And I didn't say anything about French bread. I didn't say anything about Diet Coke. Yeah. I didn't even say anything about pasta.
So tell me about that. How do you feel about the pasta and the bread? What is your
every now and then
that?
I love spaghetti and meatballs. But gluten, and that's a whole topic we got to talk about. Why is gluten bad?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
Why is it bad for the eyes?
Well, The problem with gluten, celiac disease is very vogue right now, all right? Everybody's having gluten sensitivity. But, you know, I really don't think it's truly an allergy to this protein, gluten, all right? I think, most gluten-derived products are genetically modified. Genetically modified foods have a pesticide residue that is unreal. So the pesticide is getting in your small intestine, attacking the microvilli, and causing an inflammatory response. So if you stop eating things that have gluten in, that's wheat, barley, and rye, then you're going to feel a lot better. Your stomach is going to feel a lot better because you don't have pesticide in your stomach anymore.
Very interesting.
Yes. And for those who'd like more information on Dr. Lang, check out langeyecare.com. And you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. And if you're in Palm Harbor area, swing by. You can pick up the Fortify products from us as well as all of his locations, too. So in just a moment, we'll be covering more with Dr. Lang. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Vibrant health begins from the inside out, which is why choosing the right internal cleansing formula is one of the most important decisions you can make. Total Body Cleanse from Renew Life is a gentle 2-week natural cleanse with everything you need in an easy 3-part kit. Made with 100% organic herbs and fiber and nothing artificial, Total Body Cleanse helps detoxify your body and gently stimulate healthy bowel movements. Rejuvenate yourself with the Total Body Cleanse by Renew Life, the cleansing experts. Available now at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
A good multiple vitamin gives you insurance against the stresses of life. Doctor's Best Multiple Vitamin, created by Dr. Paris Kidd, provides the full range of the most effective orthonutrients. For your multivitamin, choose the best multiple from Doctor's Best because you deserve it. To learn more, listen to ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
Doctor's Best Nutrition products are available at Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman in Palm Harbor. Looking for high-quality supplements, a knowledgeable staff, and affordable prices? Visit Gulf Coast Nutrition, located in Palm Harbor at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Shopping Plaza. You'll find all your favorite brands like Renew Life, Doctor's Best, Nature's Way, and many, many more. You'll also find your favorite sports nutrition supplements, all at competitive prices. Gulf Coast Nutrition offers nutritional lab testing and many physician brand supplements, such as Zymogen, that you won't find in other supplement stores. Be sure to sign up for the free rewards program, available in-store at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road, or online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Call 727-754-2900. Ready for a healthier you? Listen to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B to find out what supplements may be right for you. Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B every Tuesday from noon until 1 on 1250 Winds WHNZ.
Do you never seem to ever feel quite well? Maybe it's time for you to improve your care with integrative medicine. Dr. Erica Bradshaw addresses the underlying causes of disease and provides integrative services such as bioidentical hormone therapy, preventative cardiology, intravenous vitamin therapy, and chelation. Offering two locations in Tampa Bay, 813-810-1688. Transform your health starting today with Dr. Bradshaw, 813-810-1688.
Too tired for a little romance? Too tired for exercise? Too tired to concentrate? Life these days can leave you feeling exhausted and run down, especially if you're iron deficient. 1 in 4 women in North America suffer from iron deficiency. Floridix has been helping women reclaim their energy for over 60 years as the #1 selling liquid iron supplement in the U.S. Floridix is an easily absorbed, plant-based, non-constipating liquid iron supplement with no artificial additives. Floridix, available at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been speaking with Dr. Michael Lang. And if you want more information about Dr. Lang and his 10 locations throughout Florida, you can check him out at langeyecare.com. You can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Like Dr. V said, we have Dr. Michael Lang in studio with us. So happy to have him here. Been having a lot of fun, and he's been giving us some wonderful information. Now, I wanted to ask you about a little bit more about dry eye. We talked a lot about macular degeneration. Now, you mentioned on break that you have been seeing that the digestive process just overall is directly related to dry eye. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. And most of our listeners are going to experience dry eye symptomology at some time in their life. That's when your eyes feel sandy, gritty, burn, tear, itch, fluctuation in vision. We all have dry eyes. We're on a computer, dries our eyes out even more. We're taking diuretics, antihistamines, antidepressants, antihypertensive medications that dry us out even further. So we have a very dry eye society, dry mouth, everything's dry. And so how do we help these dry eye patients? Well, the gold standard is to use a good preservative-free lubricating eye drop. And then also heating the eyelids up with a warm washcloth that opens up the meibomian glands twice a day for 10 minutes.
The what glands?
The meibomian glands are the glands around your upper and lower eyelids that secrete the outer lipid layer of your tear film.
Oh.
These get clogged as we age, so a little heat. So we heat them. We clean them also. So we got to clean the lids because people have something called blepharitis. Now, that is staph bacteria, and also if you have animals in the house, Demodex. Demodex is a mite that hangs out on the eyelash. It crawls in the hair follicle, lays eggs. And the way we clean them, you can use baby shampoo. Doesn't work well. You can use Ocusoft foam. Works pretty good. Or you use something called Clearidex or tea tree oil.
Right.
And tea tree oil, you dilute it a little bit. You rub it into the lids after you've cleaned them. Tea tree oil kills these little mites that actually lay the eggs in the hair follicles that cause a secondary dry eye. So remember, we heat them, we clean them, we nutrify them, taking omega-3, good triglyceride form like Fortify Super Omega, once to twice a day, all right? So we heat them, we clean them, we lubricate them, and we nutrify them. That's for dry eye. Now, I have found a correlation, all right, between patients that still have this resistant dry eye and digestion. So most of these patients have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, acid reflux, GERD, heartburn. So a lot of these things are related to immune-compromised diseases and then collagen vascular diseases like arthritis and things like that. And so they have a lot of inflammation in their body. But I have found when I put them on probiotics and I put them on enzymes with their cooked meals, and also we tell them to drink some kefir, maybe take some manuka honey, eat some fermented fruits and vegetables.
Oh, beautiful.
Then I have found that there's definitely a link. We get digestion improved, then dry eye improves as well. So it's a combination of things we talked about, improving digestion. So I've got a little mini pilot study I'm doing now with probiotics and enzymes, the ones that we developed on our dry eye patients. And then if we try all that, we're making them healthier anyway,
right?
So we're not harming them, but we're targeting the eyes. Then if we still have super dry eyes, we put these little implants in their punctums, little silicone implants. It's like putting a stopper in the bathtub. Put a stopper in the bathtub, the water stays in the tub. We put these little stoppers in your drainage ducts in your eye. It takes a minute to do. It's covered by insurance. It usually helps dry eye dramatically. Now, let's say hypothetically we've done all this on our dry eye patient. They still have sandy, gritty, burny, teary, miserable eyes, okay? And then what do? Stem cells. And
oh,
now we're
really?
One of the first in Florida.
No
we're
kidding.
Actually taking amniotic membranes from the placenta, and we're putting them in the eye. We use a special glue sometimes to glue it to the eye. We use a bandage contact lens, or there's a company called Procura, has a little ring, and it inserts in the eye just like a contact lens. And I got to tell you, we've had some amazing results of patients that had terrible dry eye, terrible corneal problems, reduced vision to the point of almost finger counting, and bringing their vision back to 20/25, 20/30 vision and getting rid of their symptoms with these stem cells. So remember, we start the easiest method and then we go toward that method. But those are non-surgical ways of helping patients. These are natural ways. We're not giving them drugs, all right? This is a natural way to help your patients that have dry eyes.
Wow, that's a lot of options. And I know that the digestive system just relates to so many different conditions around the body. I mean, if you have bad digestion, something's going to go wrong around the body. That's just given.
And that's one of the first things all doctors should do. They should look at digestion. They really
Absolutely.
Should. And improve digestion. And you know, it starts, once again, adjusting their diet because people are putting so many chemicals in their body, drinking water that has chlorine and fluoride that's killing off the natural probiotics in their body. They're taking antibiotics by the dozen. They go to the doctor and they're just giving them antibiotics. And a lot of people aren't taking probiotics after the antibiotics. So, you know, there's a reason Americans have such poor digestion.
Now, you just put out a probiotic supplement, did you not?
Right, Fortify Probiotic Bacteria. It actually, it was released in Las Vegas at a show we did 10 days ago. It will be available and probably through you guys on Thursday, I think, when it's coming in.
Oh, good.
The enzymes are available now, and the probiotics will be available on Thursday.
Well, tell us a little bit about the probiotic. What is it, a certain strength, culture count?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit difficult to explain right now, but it is, you know, the thing I like about this probiotic has an enteric-coated type of capsule, so it doesn't break down in the stomach and where the hydrochloric acid will not attack it. It does not need to be refrigerated, all right?
No, shelf-stable is great.
Shelf-stable. Right. Yeah.
Shelf-stable is great. And, you know, we use this product before we came out with it for about 6 months with employees and some patients and some family members to make sure it was okay. Victortus Covinkus, the father of the raw food movement, actually helped me develop. His input was impact. It was and used for our enzymes and the probiotics. And a guy by the name of Troy that owns an enzyme research center up in Minnesota. So we all put our minds together when we developed them. When you look at the label, you'll see that the levels are a little bit higher than the typical over-the-counter. And I think it's going to sell for about $30 as well. And there's going to be 90 in a bottle for $30.
Oh, good price range. Yeah, that's good.
Very good price range. Very good price range. Well, and the enzymes are, you know, a multi-enzyme formula that you suggest. I mean, you obviously suggest enzymes with every meal?
Every cooked meal, right? Hmm. And probably after the age of 40 or 45. You know, I don't think our kids necessarily have to take enzymes with their foods, depending on what they're eating, though, okay?
Right. Look at some of the kids' diets these days.
7-Eleven diet, I call it, yeah.
Yeah, the 7-Eleven diet.
So depending on their diet, I mean, kids should be on probiotics. My 8-year-old daughter's on a probiotic. So they should be taking probiotics. The enzymes, I think, after the age of about 45. Certainly, if you have digestive issues, I think enzyme therapy is very important. You know, it's a whole nother show. We can talk about how our diets are so acidic, all right? Mm-hmm. Our pH level is not where it should be. You need to have more of an alkaline type of diet, and that's where cancer does not thrive. And enzyme therapy can help alkalizing your body. And simply drinking the right type of water, eating the right foods.
Right. Now, do you suggest enzymes outside of the food? Do you suggest them on an empty stomach as well?
No, I usually recommend enzymes taken at the same time as the meal. Right.
Okay.
And if you're not going to do that, if you're one of those that just don't want to take supplements, always eat some raw fruits and vegetables with every meal.
And can't the enzymes, though, be used as in more of an anti-inflammatory measure as well?
Absolutely. When you're taking it on an empty stomach, yes. And that mm-hmm. kind of shotguns it into your
right.
system. And there's some pretty interesting things. That's a whole nother show to talk about.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
really
could go on for hours.
We could do a whole show on enzyme therapy as well. Absolutely.
But people can find out more about Dr. Lang, of course, at langeyecare.com. His 10 different office locations, whether they're in Gainesville, Ocala, here in Clearwater, and of course the Villages. And Dr. Lang, you have your radio show, which people can tune in and find out more about what you're saying each week from
every
there
Saturday
as well.
From
oh, that's right. That's
right.
Saturday from 9 to 10. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, check out our website, dryeyenutrition.org. Dryeyenutrition.org is something that really expands on dry eye nutrition.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's great. And of course, all the Fortify products can be picked up through your website as well, through these different locations. Or for those of you in the Palm Harbor area, stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition. And we've got those Fortify products as well.
Right. I'm sure we'll be bringing in the enzymes and the probiotics.
Right. I can't wait to get those. But we do have the other items right now. Yeah.
And don't forget about our Fit Life Foods. If you're out and running about and you want to pick up a healthy lunch, stop on by for the Fit Life Foods and our free supplement tune-up. Give us a call for that.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Lang, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Yep, we appreciate you being here with
us. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.